Roll.
Yes. Chairman Crosby?
Here.
Member McColl? Member Shoemaker?
Here.
Member Yanaki?
Here.
Member Davis?
Here.
And Member Fishman? Here. Tonight, Member Ron Lucchesic. Lucchese is not here.
Okay. All right. So the next up, we've got our meeting minutes from May 15th, 2025. Did everyone have a chance to take a look at those? Did you see anything that you need to change or that wasn't representative of what was said? No? Okay. I guess we need a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
And by a voice vote, everybody say yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Aye, yes. Say aye. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. So we've got an application. Application 260001, amending plan development ordinance number 2643 regarding Priory Park. Application to construct a splash pad, expand the south end of the Priory Center, and construct a picnic shelter. Okay, so the way that this is going to work is we're going to have the applicant present the project, and then I'd encourage you to ask questions anytime that you have one, and then we will open up to the public to get input from the public, and then also get input from the village staff and our consultants, and then at that point we would then close the public portion, where we would deliberate and then decide if we want what recommendation we want to make on the application to the trustees. Okay, so what we do is we're just making a recommendation. Just as a reminder, what we do is it's just a recommendation to the trustees, and then the trustees will evaluate that, and they can listen to us or not listen to us, I guess. So that's the plan for today. Okay, cool. All right, so the applicant, you could. We have to swear in. Yes.
Anyone who's going to speak tonight. So if you have any intention of speaking for or against public comment or the applicant or whomever, if you will stand and raise your right hand. Thank you. To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this body tonight?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hear me? Okay. Hello again. Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to come and talk again. I'm Mike Slutton. I'm the executive director of the Park District. With me tonight is Carl Beatty, one of the Park District Board of Commissioners. We're here tonight to talk about the partial redevelopment of Priory Park. I got it up there. Priory is one of our two community parks on the northern end of the town. It's bordered by Division and Williams. Park District the project really will consist, the two main components is the installation of a splash pad and the addition onto the Priory Center to make a program space out there. The splash pad was identified through public feedback with community surveys that we've done in the past years. Those surveys showed support for a pool. The Park District doesn't have the space nor the funds to do that scale of a project. So the board, through discussions, felt that a splash pad would be a good alternative to meet the needs of the community. The building addition, space has always been probably the highest priority for indoor space has been the highest priority for the Park District. So this addition is an opportunity where we'll be able to maximize existing indoor in 60 indoor space out there, and the bathrooms, combining it to a larger program space for year-round use. So here's the updated site map. The proposal includes the 1700 square foot splash pad, which is right in the center there, that amoeba shape. The addition, you can see a 700 square foot addition will be added onto the building to create a 1,000 square foot program space. We will be adding bench seating and picnic tables. We will be, it's hard to see on there, but under over one of those picnic tables will be a 10 by 10 metal shelter, just so we have shade and some protection from the elements if needed. And then the addition of a new drinking fountain that will have both the bottle fill and the dog bowl component. It's the same units we're putting in all the parks right now as replace drinking fountains. The cost, estimated cost of the project is about $800,000. I expect it to go higher based on the current economic environment, but the Park District does have the funding available for it regardless. The first project, or part of the project is the, you can see here is the addition onto the Priory Center. So the beige area is, would be the new room space. Again, we're adding 1,700 square feet onto it. The layout, as I previously said in previous meetings, it's identical layout to what we have over at the Keystone Center, if you've been in that building right now. So shared bathrooms between the indoor and the outdoor space. The facility would be heated and air-conditioned for year-round use. The primary use of the space will be for summer camps, which we use it right now, but it's really not conducive to that use right now. So this will be able to expand and provide a better opportunity for the space out there. And then we're looking at using it for adult wellness and fitness programming. So that would be carried through the winter months. The entire facility is ADA accessible. So there's another view of it. You can see there, it's even hard to tell where the addition is. So the material will be matching the existing building and space. So it really is going to have a seamless look to it. It'd be hard to tell the difference between where an addition is and where it isn't on that facility. So we are adding windows into it. Obviously, you can see the windows are higher. It's vandalism and privacy for this, the indoor spaces. We found at the Keystone Center, we did that. That worked very well. So the splash pad, you've seen this before. So it's divided into three components based on age and component use. So it will be designed for up to 8 years old, but it's available to anybody who actually goes out there. It would be open to all. The pad will be open Memorial Day through Labor Day. We're estimating 6 hours a day. We haven't determined the exact hours yet. Midday, though. You know, we expect to be roughly noon to six, 11 to five in that area. Everything's subject to change a little bit based on use and weather. So the pad could actually be open before Memorial Day. It could be stay open after Labor Day. If it was last year, it would have stayed all the way up until probably the end of September with the weather how it was, based on weather permits. The surface of the splash pad, so I got two views here. Here's one, there's the second. So the surface of the splash pad is stamped colored concrete. There's 18 different spray features. With a mix of in-ground, ground level, and above-ground play. As you can see, the heights go up based on the age group is really the factor in that. There are two drains we designed into it to ensure that our kids don't try to clog one drain to create a pooling or ponding area. We're going to make it a little more difficult for them. The features are all multicolor. It creates a fun and a safer environment. And the unit or the whole pad will be functioned with a single button. And you can see that to the in this design, it's that bluish upright pole to the left side. So there's the other view. This is, gets to the more of the higher age group on this side of the splash pad with the buckets. There's water cannons and so some interactive features for the kids. I don't need to go that far yet. So the Park District considered three options to address water. how we're going to run water through this thing and how we're going to drain it. So three options was a flow-through system that goes directly to the sewer, comes in, it comes out, a reusable water system, and then a storage tank for irrigation. So the Park District did ultimately choose on the flow-through system. Again, this is water directly coming from village service and then being drained back into the storm sewer system. To control the water, the splash pad will be on a timer that will be activated by the push button. So it'll only be on so many minutes before it deactivates and has to be reactivated. The controls, we will have a control system on site that will determine randomly the features as they go on and off. So not all the features would be activated at the same time. The splash pad has designed to use or output 100 gallons per minute. That's too much. So we're going to design it for about 60 to 70 gallons at max. The Park District did consider reusable water system. However, splash pads that have this system fall under the Illinois Department of Health. And obstacles include special permitting, installation of obviously a water filtration system, fencing and gating around the splash pad, and we would have to staff it during open hours, and installation of shower facilities. So the capital cost just to do that, running the numbers, just wasn't fiscally feasible for that option. We also looked at a storage tank for irrigation. But again, just to cover the space that we're not even sure we have to put the tank in was about $200,000. And then for surface irrigation, it needs to be filtered still. So that's an additional cost, additional maintenance costs. And it wouldn't hold the amount of water we would need at any given moment to completely irrigate. We would still have to go into fresh water. So the capacity wouldn't meet our needs. At the end of the day, we go about through $3,000 a year in irrigation for Priory. So it's not a heavy use site. Again, it didn't become feasible for the cost for putting that system in. So as far as trees, we have four trees that will be relocated. And you kind of see that where there are those pink circles. So there'll be pulled off. They're currently where the splash pad is located. They'll be moved around four locations as close as we can get to the site. A couple of them are memorial trees. We will have no trees that need to be removed. Parking, you have the traffic study. So the park has 44 parking spaces on the property. The parking study, in summary, the comment stated, would not materially impact the traffic or parking conditions of the park. So we conducted that in May. So there was reasonable use in the park at that time to verify the study. And that's all I have. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I went through the packet and I just came up with a variety of questions. One is you mentioned that shelter. Mm-hmm. I think you have 100-square-foot steel pavilion. Do you have a picture of what that would look like?
We're still working so that the shelter will be a gable roof. It's going to match the gable of the building we have there. It's the same company that's we're using over at Constitution. So it's the same frame, everything, just a smaller version. So the only thing we're working with the company right now is we want to put tongue and groove wood underneath it just as an aesthetic feature.
So it's just your typical frame with four posts?
Yep. Yep.
And it'll have picnic
tables? Same style posts as a Constitution, same support system up above.
All right. And you had mentioned that you were going to purchase three benches in addition to the three that are there.
We have a total. Yeah, there's.
This is the document that you are talking about.
So we have
confirming that.
three benches. There's two over at the playground, and then there'll be one more over by the building. So we'll have a total of six benches.
I thought, yeah.
Plus the picnic tables. Plus
three there now, and there'll be three more.
Right, right.
Okay. And then in the memorandum to us from Jessica, it talks about the review divisions, and this might be for us. Like it talks about the fire department requests that an AED will be installed on the property. Do we know where it's going to be installed?
The staff did not direct where it would be located. That's up to the parks department.
So I can tell you, if you look at that plan up there, where the sidewalk comes into the building, that's the men's bathroom right there off the splash pad. Can you see where I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the bathroom on the east side of the building is the men's bathroom. It'll be adjacent to the men's door right there.
Okay. It'll be outside.
It's right. That's one of the conditions the fire department put in.
Oh, good. Okay. And the police department recommends the installation of security cameras.
So we're putting in cameras anyways. It's an indoor facility. So that was already part of our plans.
Great.
And the cameras would be both indoor and outdoor.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that it's not impacting the other fields, the soccer fields.
No.
And because I was looking at one of the diagrams that it made it look like there were going to be changes, but there are no changes.
No, you can see from this picture here, you can see the baseball field, the north field, and then the south field isn't close to even the building addition. The building addition goes out when you look there and you're looking south. You see the three picnic tables. It ends just beyond the edge of those picnic tables.
So just to clarify, how many trees are being moved?
Four trees. Five trees there. So one will stay. The other four will be moved.
I was there today and I saw two trees were cut down. Are they just not viable? Is that the reason?
So we've taken down recently a couple of the spruce trees because they were poor quality and diseased.
Do they get replaced then? Taking those
down? So that would separate. The park district does replacement as part of our operating budget. But they won't go there, obviously, because we got a lot going on right there, but they'll be moved around somewhere else.
My other question was about the parking variance. It said a parking variance of 74 spaces would be required. Because the zoning code requires 118 on-site parking spaces, which are not currently provided and are not proposed as part of the reconstruction.
So, John, would you mind?
Sure. The parking for the entire site is existing and not proposing any new activities that generate more need for additional parking. So this application doesn't trigger the need for site development allowance. The parking is not being changed. It's all being changed. So it's an existing condition that just is on the site. So not part of this application.
Yeah.
Does the park district control all of that parking? We were over there today. All that parking along there?
Yeah. Bobby, speak to this. It's split between the park district and the Fenwick facilities. Okay. Sort of like as you drive in, east and west sides are kind of...
So, okay. Right, the village controls the street, Fenwick controls the east side, we control the west side. And then Fenwick controls all the lighting now.
Hey, John, would you mind just taking us through some of the high points of your memo, just for the record, so that everyone has an understanding of what your vision is?
John Housefield, Village's Planning and Zoning Consultant. So we went through this application. Again, it's always nice to review the applications from the park district because they do a thorough job. And this is a very straightforward application. So I'll just walk you through it and sort of the cadence of what it is that we look at. We look at existing conditions of the site and the surrounding properties and the zoning. We take a look at the overall project description. The applicant just thoroughly went through the project description. Some applicants don't, so I sort of reiterated what the applicant has. We go over consistency with the zoning ordinance regulations. That's both in terms of use and in terms of bulk regulations, setback, height, things like that, lot coverage. We take a look at consistency with the comprehensive plan and then just sort of a conclusionary comment. So I'll just go through some of these pretty quickly. The subject property is zoned PRI, Public Recreation Institutional. It's where parks, schools, and things like that, and then ends the institutional campuses like universities. our zone PRI. It's intended for institutional and park and recreation uses. So the zoning is appropriate for the use that's existing and proposed. It's unique because people think of the Priory as that entire campus, right? But it's really the northwest corner of that campus. The southeast, the northeast, and the south, the northwest corners are all Fenwick facilities. The park district is sort of tucked into the southwest corner. So the applicant's property is really only that corner of that larger campus. So to the north of the subject property, it's zoned PRI, because to the north, it's surrounded by the Fenwick fields, right? To the west, it's also then surrounded by the Fenwick fields. To the west, it borders those residential homes that are fronting on the street. And then to the south, across the street, is more similarly zoned property, PRI, for the church and Dominican University, right? So it really is sort of surrounded primarily by PRI uses, except for a few homes that border the park. The applicant has gone through the project description, so I'll just do it pretty briefly. The splash pad, I would consider this to be sort of an extension of the playground. It just happens to be playground equipment that gets wet. I mean, it's similar sorts of apparatus, right? And it's an area just north of the existing playground that exists right now. It's about 1,788 square feet is the splash pad size. As stated already, there are four trees that are going to be removed and replaced that we noted, and the applicant has already addressed that. The addition to the building, it's an existing building, and they're proposing an addition off to the south side of the building, basically extending it far south is where that pavement area is. As the applicant indicated, where those picnic tables are on the south. This is going to be used to provide interior access to the bathrooms as well, and a slightly larger programmable space, primarily for adult activity of that existing building. So again, between the splash pad and the building and other improvements, they're not intensifying the use of the park or the campus. They're slightly altering uses, but they're not intensifying the park use or altering over what it was intended and designed for. The upgrade to the existing drinking fountain, I don't know if you touched on that or not, but some in our office were thrilled with the fact that the new drinking fountain is going to be upgraded to also have a dog bowl. A lot of pet lovers. My wife was thrilled to know that as well. We've been Cooper up there. So it'll be slight upgrades to the drinking fountain area and some of the retaining wall and shrubbery area around that better food. Another thing that I think is important to note is even though it meets all of the setback requirements, the height requirements, the lot coverage requirements, and the FAR requirements, it does not need relief from any of the underlying standards. In fact, it has room to burn. But we did know, because it's often, I think, important whenever there's residential surrounding it, to note these, it's about, the splash pad is about 740 feet to the nearest residence to the north, because it is a new activity. So I always like to say how far it is away from homes. And it's about 320 feet away from the nearest home to the west. Nice. So it's more than two football field lengths away from the home to the north, and more than a football field length away from the homes. And not that they would even be able to see it, but that's how far this activity will be from existing single family residential. Consistency with the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan does a couple things. It has several goals and objectives and recommendations, but it also has a land use designation, which is the policy land use document adopted by the village. It has the Priory Park and surrounding Fenwick Fields identified as park/open space as the designated land use, which is consistent with the existing and proposed uses. And some of the specific goals that this application meets, the comprehensive plan calls out for a continued cooperation between the village, the park district, and the school district whenever opportunity presents itself. This is an example of a campus participating by a couple of different institutional uses to deliver amenities for the village. So it meets that one. We talk about the high quality of life that community facilities augment and service in the village, and the high quality of life in the village. And the comprehensive plan enforces as a policy, reinforces as a policy, the continued reinvestment in and upgrading and modernizing of community facilities in response to the needs and aspirations of the residents. So this is exactly meeting that obligation or goal. There's limited opportunity, as stated in comprehensive, to create new park district space, right? We're fully built out, and it underscores the need to continually enhance the park space. So that's a direct one as well. And then to maintain and improve the public facilities whenever we have a chance to. So again, a very, very straightforward application. It's consistent with the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan. It's consistent with the land use designation of the comprehensive plan. It meets or exceeds every zoning requirement in terms of setback or bulk regulation, and it is consistent with the character of the area and existing uses. So there's nothing sort of not like about this. Very straightforward.
Okay.
So. I have one other question. I saw somewhere in here about a screen going around the splash pad. Was there something about some screen?
It basically says in this document, May 1st, from Mike Grant, president, that ensure the quality, stability, and attractiveness of the residential neighbors, because the splash pad is located east of the Priory Center and it's screened from any residential properties. And you mentioned that.
Right. I think the reference is the building being is extended, screening.
You from... won't be able to see it from those houses that are far enough away. Correct.
This isn't proposing any screening. Some applicants on other projects might for certain reasons. The distance and length of setback together with this also besides the building to the west, there's also some topography, this sort of a mounted hill. And then you have to get past that.
Right. There is a berm.
Yeah.
When you look up there, it would be just kitty corner to where the ball field is and the north east corner of the building right now.
I think what the applicants submittal shows is that because of its location and distance, it's effectively screened because of what's there already.
Yeah,
but they're not proposing
semantics.
Okay. Does Fenwick or the Park District control that ball field right next to the
ball field you see there is Park District.
That's Park District.
So Fenwick's property line, and you can kind of see the roadway just to the north of the project.
Okay, that's the roadway,
and that's all fenced.
I got it. Okay.
With a 6-foot fence right now around the Fenwick property.
Thank you.
My only question is, this is very well put together presentation. My only question is around parking. You mentioned because there's no additional use, we don't need to worry about parking, which I'm fine with. But the question is, with the new additional 1,000-foot space, you're going to increase use of this space. But we don't think it's going to be enough to worry about parking, right?
Yeah, and I would say you're not increasing use, you're modifying. I mean, over the years, the playground has gotten bigger and smaller. Over the year, the ball fields have shifted and gotten bigger or more, or whatever. And as those things shift a little bit, it's not additive, I would say. You're shifting things around. So you're sort of rearranging things. But the playground over the years has gotten a little bit smaller. Now they're sort of putting this in a play area next to the playground. So
no, but the addition of the complex will have brand new, which is great, programs through the Park District offered, right? So that's new. Use.
They currently have programs.
The summer space, it doesn't change anything because we already have the kids up there. They're under pop-up tents and what space we have and the storage room that they're not supposed to be in. So when we get to the adults issue, a lot of that's going to be wintertime, which the lot isn't used at that point. So, or in the evening, which your new sports won't be out there anymore.
You asked a good question there, and I'll go back to clarify this. Sometimes a park or school will put something in that is literally added. They'll be adding in, a university will add a new building or a new gymnasium, or the park say, you know, this was just a grass field over here before, but we're putting in a new soccer field and we're going to be programming with local schools and leagues and whatever. So you're intensifying the use of the site. This doesn't really change the nature or intensity of Priory Park.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone from the village staff that can kind of summarize what the divisions kind of summarize in the memo?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
Yep.
Okay.
So as it's already been touched upon, the police had requested that there were going to be security cameras. We were pleasantly surprised to see that Executive Director Sutton said that that was already in the plan. And so that was not going to be a concern. They had also asked for the rules to be posted, which is also part of their typical behavior. The fire department had requested an AED be installed, which was also part of their plan. So we had that noted, but fortunately they'd already considered that. The administration, finance, and building departments stated that the proposed projects will not impact the tax status of the property. And so our only condition is that the application shall be built in substantial compliance with the approved plans, which they have yet to submit because we got a little bit more work to do on this side. But we expect that that will also be acceptable and be fine. And then Public Works' only comment was that they make sure that the sewer system can handle the anticipated flow of water, which is something their engineers will have to look into. And then we would need a determination letter, or we need confirmation if a determination letter from MWRD is required, which is also part of the engineering process that they have yet to get to.
And then I also just want to note, you have two letters that you submitted where you are requesting the shadow study and the economic analysis be waived.
I think you did that last meeting.
That was part of it.
That's part of the application. So the shadow study is not actually a piece of the application. It's just something we kind of frequently ask for, especially of the Park District. And so they're used to asking for a waiver. And so that was why that was included.
Got it.
And then the statement of economics, being another taxing agency, as you know, in the village, we typically waive the financial statement. If they say they have the funds, then we believe them. So,
okay. Okay, then anything else from the staff? We're good with the divisions? And
no, I have nothing else. Thank you.
Then I suggest we open up to the public. If anyone would like to address the board, give us your thoughts on this application, please come forward. Yeah. And if you don't mind just stating your name for the record.
Hi, Mary Rose Smith, 1220 William, formerly now 1519 William. So I've lived across the street from the Priory for 27 years. Use the Priory with all four of my kids. I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of a number of the neighbors who are strongly opposed to the proposed splash pad at the Priory. Many of us have lived in the area for decades. We use the park regularly, walking, gathering, dogs, and enjoyment of peaceful natural environment. Splash pad does not fit the tone or the spirit of the space. So I'm mostly here to just talk about the splash pad. And more importantly, it comes with serious concerns. First, the liability risks are enormous of having a splash pad. Our country club has a splash pad. It is broken all the time, or kids are getting injured constantly. So you have multiple ages of kids playing on a splash pad. They're running into each other. They're getting hurt. And there's going to be no fence around it. So it's really going to be a problem. And that's going to be responsibility is going to fall on the village with liability. With rising insurance costs and increasing litigation, is this really a financial risk that the village wants to take? I know it'll be a park district, but ultimately a village responsibility. Secondly, we've spoken with many of the local families, and there's a consistent theme. Parents don't want their children coming home from park soaking wet. I mean, Priory, when I moved in, had a water feature. So the Priory had a water feature 25 years ago, and it was removed because all the parents decided it was not something they wanted their kids playing in. You know, you're at the park and you come home soaking wet. You have to get in your car. You have to bring extra clothes. You get a wet kid put in a car seat. It turns into a pain in the neck. Finally, this isn't just about practicality. It's about the respect for the community. The neighbors most impacted by this have not asked for a splash pad. And somebody had mentioned aspirational. Mike had said he did a survey. I think the survey was done 10 years ago and people wanted a pool. Splash pad is not a pool. So a splash pad is not any way of replacement of a pool. I love the fact that he's expanding the building and all the neighbors love that. The splash pad is just not something that we think is in keeping with the village. All of us have backyards. We all have sprinklers. If we want our kids to get wet, they can play in our yards. The park should be for swing sets, and we need the trees that they're removing for shade. There's no shade at the Priory. When the park was there originally, there was shade, and there was a water feature, and now there's no shade at that park. So it becomes very difficult for kids to play there, and everybody's getting sunburn. You know, so if you are at a water park in a bathing suit and it's not a pool and there's no shade areas, you really have to be concerned about the sunscreen issues as well. So I just don't think it's really in keeping with our village. And what we ask the village is to truly listen before pushing ahead with something that brings more burden than benefit. I truly don't think this splash pad specifically is going to add anything to our village. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Eleanor Smith. I live in River Forest, have lived here my whole life. I was also the manager of Oak Park Public Pools for the past 6 years, and I managed both Ream and Ridgeland full-time. A lot of people don't think about the dangers when having a splash pad because it is 0 feet of water, but a kid can drown in 0 feet of water. They fall over. The mom doesn't get to the kid for 30 seconds. That could be a fatal drowning right there. So if you don't have the necessary safety precautions in place, other than an AED, which is, I think, the bare minimum, it's not going to be successful for anyone that gets hurt there. And if you also add above ground playground and it gets wet and a kid slips and falls, I've seen kids knock their teeth out, crack their head open, break arms, break anything you could possibly break falling off playground equipment once it gets wet. Also, kind of on a interesting note, Park District of Oak Park struggled keeping little kids in swimsuits safe from people that would watch outside the fences that wouldn't be allowed into the facility. That's a huge concern that not a lot of people think about and not a lot of people think would happen in a town like River Forest or in a town like Oak Park. So I think that's another concern that needs to be thought about. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Please do.
So I'd just like to respond to a couple of the comments. One on the resident resistance or concerns about it. Park District did hold a public meeting on this, with multiple meetings. One was in March. We did, and you have the minutes from that. 8 residents attended. There was no opposition at that meeting. We did receive 7 written comments. 3 individuals had concerns for it. So we have gone through a public meeting process. As far as the safety of the splash pad, I think we discussed this at the last meeting. We did run this through our insurance carrier. We're a risk pool, same this type of situation as the village has. The attorneys, if you step risk, grass is least risk. Splash pad is just one step above it. So there are many other amenities in a park that are much more risk. It's a surface. It's a concrete surface. It's gridded. We will have signage, obviously, not to run. So the liability, and obviously it's a park district liability. It's not a village liability. But our insurance attorneys are very comfortable. These are common in a lot of towns. So we don't see that as an issue. Okay. Thank you.
Well, quick question. Can you just explain the process for deciding on a splash pad? You know, was there a survey that was done? How did you all conclude
In Shilu, it started with community surveys that we've done through the years, feedback the board gets, process we go through that. It's always come back an aquatics, some type of aquatic situation. I mean, in fact, the last survey we did, we didn't even have aquatics in it. It still came back as something somebody's interested. So when the board about 4 years ago started a strategic planning process, this came up and it stayed on the plans and worked its way through. So this hasn't been no secret to anybody. It's been on, we went through a master plan process that was posted 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. So it's been out there as an idea always for the park district. And then, you know, again, we can't fit a pool. This fit in the budget. It's a water amenity. The town seems, this is something the town seems to have an interest in. So,
okay. Any other questions?
We did not submit our only, I think, 5 neighbors were asked for their opinion on the splash pad.
Can you just step up to the microphone so we have it on?
They only 500 feet. Is that correct? How many feet do you have to go?
To notify. So all of the neighbors on the Priory were notified. And I think that's 6 people are within 500 feet.
It's a 500-foot requirement of the property line of the village. So we can check the address, but I think it was, the list was closer to 75 addresses. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because I would be on that list and I was not notified, but people across the street from me were, which is fine. But only the ones on the 12 and 1300 block of William on the odd side, so adjacent to it. And one of them, or two of them, have sent a letter directly against this. And at the last meeting, Mike Sutton said there was nobody who was against it, and they literally submitted a letter, and they sent me a copy of it. So, yes, I know this is far down the road, and yes, I have been to Park District meetings, and I've talked to other Park District trustees. Nobody wants a splash pad. He's just trying to fill an aquatic center as an aquatic. You know, this is not a pool. It isn't. It doesn't address the needs or the aspirations of our village. If you ask all of the moms who are at the park with their kids, do they want a splash pad? I have not found somebody who does. If we lived in an urban environment, we actually would want one. But in River Forest, where we have so much green space, just splash pad just isn't really what we want. I know that this should have been addressed years ago, but, you know, you got to address it eventually. So the neighbors don't want it. The neighbors of the Priory do not want it. And if you guys want a signature from each one, I will go door to door and get it. But, you know, that's where I'm at. And the letter was given to Mike Sutton, so months ago.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Any other public comment? Yes.
I'm on the board of Carl Lady. I just want to address the comment that no parents want this. Everyone I talk to on it, and people come up to me, I've run into people at Costco, on the fields. There's extreme excitement for this. Like, they're really, really excited about a splash pad. And then you tell them about the building, and they're like, that is great also, because on the north side of the River Forest, there's a lack of space for programming. So everyone has to come south for the programming. So overall, there's been some minor, like, grumblings about it, like, in terms of, you know, the insurance and all that stuff that are covered. But splash pad is really, really, people are really looking forward to it. Just to contradict what she had said.
All right. Thank you.
I agree with that. It's a common amenity in surrounding towns, and the parents of my demographic, my kids are a little old for it, but super excited for a splash pad.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll kind of close the public portion of the meeting, and where we can then deliberate and decide how we want to proceed. Let's just start. What are your thoughts? Any concerns? Any more questions that you need answered? No? Okay. I will say that, like, just from my experience with my kids, they're actually pretty excited about the idea of having splash pad as well. So I know that I don't speak for everyone, but I know from my family, my kids are pretty darn excited about it. But so if anyone else is ready to vote on this, then I think we need a motion to approve, right? Doesn't sound like we have any modifications that we're proposing, right? No? Okay. All right, so we need a motion to approve and then a second, correct?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve?
So I know there's pros and cons for the splash pad and what the proposal is, but based on the information, all the information that we've received, I move that we approve the splash pad.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion to approve. And a second.
Just a moment, sorry. All right. Member McColl?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Member Shoemaker?
Yes.
Member Yanaki?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Fishman? Yes. And Chairman Crosby?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we will move on to the approval of the finding of fact for application 26001, Priory Park. Do you want me to read? Isn't there?
Do we want to go? We don't need to go through them, do we?
No, we don't need to go through them because since it was an affirmative vote, it's assumed that all of the findings will be in the affirmative. So there was no, I did not hear any dissension. So would be seeking, or Chairman Crosby would be seeking a motion to direct that the findings of fact for this matter be approved pending final review. Staff will prepare them, and pending final review by the chairman and myself, we will accept those findings of fact consistent with the vote and the findings made today. So that would be the motion I would suggest that you seek.
I'm happy to read it again. Okay, so we would like a motion to approve the findings of fact for the plan development amendment to Ordinance 2643 regarding Priory Park, pending conformance to the considerations set forth in this hearing and review by the village attorney and the chairman. So may I have a motion? Thank you. And a second.
I'll second.
Okay. All right. Member McColl?
Yes.
Member, thank you. Member Shoemaker?
Yes.
Member Yanaki?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Fishman?
Yes.
Chairman Crosby?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So again, in the future, this is a little different than what we've done in the past. And mm-hmm. This is just to prevent, not to prevent, but I enjoy seeing all of you, but this prevents us from getting together one more time just to approve that and then walk out of here in 5 minutes. Make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
public comment
on the approval of the findings.
No, public
comment. Any public comment? We're good.
Okay.
No public comment. All right. Then we need a motion to adjourn from somebody, right?
So moved.
All in favor?
Oh, and wait, second. Motion. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye, right? All in favor? Aye. Okay.